Zostel Hospitality Private Limited, which owns Zostel Hostels and Joe Rooms, has written to Indian Market Regulator Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, urging it to reject the draft prospectus filed by hospitality unicorn Aravel Stays Limited, which operates brand OYO, and suspend the latter and Squo's proposed initial public offering, IPO, and NBSP. Citing reason for its request, Zostel said OYO and Squo's and Quot IPO is non-maintainable as Aravel and Squo's capital structure is not final and Quot semicolon dot and NBSP. And Ltquo, accordingly, Aravel and number 39's filing of the DRHP in the circumstances, is illegal, in view of the stipulation contained under Regulation 5.2 of the Securities and Exchange Board of India Issue of Capital and Disclosure Requirements, ICDR, Regulations, 2018. Zostel and Squo's shareholders have a right to get issued in their favor, 7% of the equity securities of Aravel. Aravel has failed to grant the same and hence is prohibited from making any public offer of its shares, and Ruquo, said Zostel in a letter to SEBI. And NBSP. Mint reviewed a copy of the 98-page letter sent by Zostel to SEBI. And NBSP. In the letter, Zostel has also alleged that OYO and Squo's DRHP is replete with material omissions and blatant misstatements, intended to mislead the public into investing into Aravel and Squo's shares without appreciation of the risks involved. And NBSP. Earlier in March this year, an arbitral tribunal ruled in favor of Zostel, calling the term sheet which promised Joe Rooms and Squo's shareholders 7% of hospitality unicorn OYO as a binding document. And NBSP. According to Zostel Hospitality, Joe Rooms and OYO had entered into talks for a merger in 2015, executing an agreement on the 26th of November that year. Joe Rooms completed its obligation under the agreement and transferred the business, but OYO failed to transfer 7% to the Joe Room and Squo's shareholder, Zostel alleged earlier. And NBSP semicolon and NBSP. While filing its draft prospectus for its $1.2 billion, 8,430 crore rupee, IPO, OYO cited that legal proceedings involving Zostel may materially and adversely affect its business, as one of the many risk factors. And NBSP. On April 10, this year, OYO had challenged the arbitral tribunal decision and sought a stay on the implementation of the award with the Delhi High Court. And NBSP. And Ltquo, OYO condemns Zostel and Squo's self-serving misrepresentation of case facts and it is an attempt to overreach Delhi HC proceedings. After multiple attempts in the courts and arbitration tribunal, Zostel and Squo's communication shows unnecessary and repetitive efforts to create a wrong perception. This shows a pattern of Zostel trying to distract OYO from pursuing its business goals, and Ruquo, said OYO responding to Mint and Squo. S queries on the matter. And NBSP. And Ltquo, the non-binding term sheet, NBTS, was non-binding and was merely exploratory in nature, no definitive documents were executed. Several commercial aspects of the transaction were not finalized. No part of Zostel and Squo's business was transferred to our company, and that the relief of specific performance for a determinable contract as sought could not be granted, and Ruquo, OYO said about Zostel and Squo's claim in its draft prospectus. OYO also said in its draft prospectus that Zostel had sent a letter to the company on September 6, this year, alleging that it and Squo's action of proceeding with an IPO was in violation of the SEBI ICDR regulations. And NBSP. And Ltquo. The award does not direct OYO to issue any shares to Zostel or its shareholders and only holds that Zostel is entitled to take appropriate proceedings for specific performance and execution of the definitive agreements. The award holds that the term sheet was binding but the definitive agreements were not agreed upon by the parties. At no point in time during the arbitration proceedings till date has there been any direction or order to prevent OYO from increasing its capital base or changing its capital structure, and Ruquo, said OYO and Squo's counsel responding to Mint. As a part of its draft prospectus filed with SEBI earlier this month, OYO said it will undertake a primary capital raise of around 7,000 crore and stake sales by investors worth 1,430 crore. SoftBank Group is expected to sell shares worth 1,328.53 crore, while Grab, which invested $100 million in OYO in 2018, is selling approximately 51.6 crore worth of shares, as a part of the listing process. And NBSP,